Hi everyone, welcome to Grief Stories PH. This is Liz and this is episode 1 of our podcast. Bago ako magpakilala and bago ko introduce ang aking butihing co-host, I would just like to give a short background why this podcast was created. If you don't know, recently, just 2 months ago, I lost my mom from an illness. It was quite unexpected, as all loss is. And it was a very sad time for me. And from there, I realized that, your grief should not be experienced alone. And you need help if you're experiencing this. So from there, I got this inspiration na why not create an online space where people can share stories, where we can share our thoughts and, get tips from experts and also share mga tips for healing in this particular journey that we are in. So that's the reason why this podcast was created. And in this episode, we also get to meet my co-host and a good friend. We'll introduce her later. And she will talk about our topics that you will expect from our show. So before that, ako nga pala si Liza. And ano ba? I'm currently studying Master's in Clinical Psychology. And also practicing plant-based, we're practicing plant-based diet and meditation. Tapos, licensed acupuncturist din and NADA graduate. NADA, you'll discuss it in the future, siguro. And ano pa ba? Simple housewife lang. And ayan, a volunteer also. I volunteer from an organization that's called Safe Care. And ayun, so basically that's me. And right now, without further ado, I would like to introduce to my friend and our co-host sa podcast. So everyone, please meet Dixie or Maring Dixie.
Hello. Good evening, good morning, ano ba? Good day.
Yes.
Saan man sila abutan ng ating podcast. But anyway, hello sa ating lahat and welcome to Grief Stories PH. Ako si Dixie at just like Liza, I also lost a loved one. I lost my husband in October 2015. So this year it will be his sixth death anniversary. So yun, parang ano rin, just like Liza, just like you, Mare, it's parang ito rin yung parang inspiration natin sa pagbuo ng project na to. So this project is very ano talaga, very close to our hearts, yes. Very personal. So here we will be sharing our grief stories and hopefully can encourage a lot of people. Sabi ko nga kay Mike, kahit isang listener lang, makatang natin, ma-inspire natin with our stories. Kasama kasi ng grief yung wisdom, how you cope, coping strategies natin, we will be sharing this with our listeners.
So, correct. Pero syempre, dapat makilala ka muna nila.
Ay, o sige, pakilala. Magpakilala. O sige.
Sige, go.
Ako si Dixie. I'm a mother of two. Yung isa, magiging 11 years old na siya tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Nanang baby.
Wala nang baby.
And then I also have a teenager. 13 years old. girl and boy.
Nice.
And then, ano pa ba? I'm also an advocate of traditional Chinese medicine. I'm a certified acupuncturist and acu-detox specialist. Yes. Na ginagamit natin yung acu-detox special, acupuncture detoxification and acupuncture for helping other people, especially in relation to mental health, diba?
Yes.
Not only for physical health, for mental health din. So yun. Pero tayo, di ba, Mari? Magkaklase tayo.
Correct.
Magkaklase tayo at one point. Sa,
tandem nga tayo palagi.
So, I'm an acupuncturist. Ano pa ba? I'm a volunteer also.
Volunteer din, ano, yes.
Pareho din tayo ng organization. Human Correct. Organization. For both, ano, community development officer sa mga kanya-kanya naming localities.
Yes.
And then, ano pa ba? Just like Liza, I'm also ano, a student. I went back to school just last year. So, I'm completing my master's in counseling. So,
yes.
Ayun.
Correct.
Yun lang ako. Andito ako ngayon sa La Union, away from the
surf chaos. Capital of the North.
Yes, it's the surfing capital of the
North. Oo, yung pan surfing capital.
San Juan, La Union.
Yes. So, okay, thank you. Ah. Thank you, Maring Dix. And, yes, nakakatuwang makilala natin yung mga, syempre, at some point para yung mga listeners natin at some to be friends ay maging at ease din sa atin kasi ay, parang oh, relatable din sila.
Yeah.
Sa ating mga, ano, mga gawain. So, may mga volunteer din, ganun, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Tsaka, oo, oh, ano pa ba? Share ko lang din yung mga, katulad nga ng sinabi mo kanina, yung mga topics na pag-uusapan natin sa podcast natin. So, we will have discussions about grief, yan, loss, death, and dying. Siyempre, hindi lang naman mga ganun real stories from guests and friends. And siyempre, hindi lang mga sad things, di ba? Ano pa nga ba? Ano pa pang mga pwede natin ma-discuss sa podcast natin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from grief stories, we can also share to them mga ayun nga, mga coping strategies natin, coping mechanisms natin that can inspire other people. Mga strategies natin for healing.
Yes, gusto ko yan.
Modalities that we want to share because there are different varieties of healing modalities that we can share to our listeners. So,
agreed.
Yeah, meron tayong mga alternative holistic healing na tinatawag.
Yes.
You can also,
gusto ko yan.
Yes, you can also share to them mga inspirational messages, inspirational stories from our friends and families.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Tapos siguro, if you can do some mga book reviews,
tayo
mag-share. Music, di ba? That's also
definitely music.
One powerful form of healing.
Correct.
Recovery. From grief. So, mga bits and pieces of related mental health issues we can also discuss here.
Yun, correct. Ayan.
Dami, so, mga siguro.
Ang dami, dami nga natin naisip,
we can
no?
mga therapeutic heal, therapeutic writing,
yes,
arts, ganun. So, ayun.
Ang dami. Feeling ko magiging ano tayo.
And we can also invite some people, di ba? We can also invite our friends and families to join us.
Yes.
Share their stories.
Definitely. Oo. Something to look forward no, sa mga future episodes natin. And naisip ko lang din since, syempre, locally, yung mga Filipino traditions, I'm sure very interesting din na topic yun. Baka mga nakalimutan na or yung mga, syempre, mga hindi na, kasi syempre, alam na ngayon, medyo modern na. So, we'll try to research and relate that to the current situation.
Siguro, we can talk about Filipino psychology. Psikolohiyang Filipino.
There are a lot
of good mga characteristics, qualities sa Filipinos that can use for, you know, for healing and recovery.
Correct.
We can talk about all those things.
Tama. Correct.
At saka, di ba, kasi, ano nga, yung grief naman, it's, Well, for some people, ang alam lang nila sa grief is that it's related to like grieving from death of a family member or friend, loved ones. Pero grief can have many many faces.
Correct. Oo.
Kasi di ba pag sinabi nating grief, it's just a normal and natural response to loss.
Oo.
Mga losses naman, it
hindi lang siya death of a loved one, di ba?
Can come from ending of a relationship.
Pwede rin health declining, no? Pwede rin.
Like moving to another country, moving to a new community.
Oo.
So, mawawala yung ano mo, yung alam mo yun.
Yung mga connections before. Oo.
Like ngayon, pandemic, di ba? We're all in isolation. So, a lot of people are experiencing grief.
Parang may disconnect, no? May ganun. Mm-mm.
Like, nawala ng trabaho.
Well, yes, definitely.
That can also, ano.
Correct. Dito. Can cause, ano din, eh, no? Grief and...
Grief din.
Totoo yan. So, yun, maganda i-discuss din natin siya. Kasi minsan iniisip natin lang pag, yun nga, which is very common naman na pag sinabi natin grief, parang iniisip na natin may namatay or something, diba? Which is, try natin siyang palawakin. So, hopefully, lahat ng mga aspects na yan is matakit natin and in a way can help yung mga tao na who's going through this particular phase na, you know, kasi individual naman yun, so they can relate somehow and malaking tulong na sa atin yun that they'll be able to, you know, to ease that feeling of yung sadness. And I'm sure it will, na meron silang makita na ng ganitong mga tao na uy, okay to, diba? Sa, yun talagang ano natin, diba? Goal natin, ano, to at least help out.
Tsaka very timely din nga kasi right now, we are in the middle of pandemic. A lot of people are, you know, experiencing all sorts of mental...
Oo, ang hirap.
Stresses, ganyan, it's like pandemic. Lahat tayo, somehow, we've experienced loss, diba? Somehow.
Correct, yes.
At mangyari yun sa buhay natin na hindi natin inaasahan, diba?
Yes, very unexpected. Yun nga, eh, diba? Parang unexpected siya talaga.
Most of the time. So, maganda rin. So, I think it's important to reiterate. Yung kagaya yung sabi mo kanina, Marina. Yung grief is a personal journey.
Mm-mm.
It's very personal and it's different for everyone. Yung healing process, yung recovery, ganyan, all the ups and downs. Yung feeling mo, minsan okay ka na, tapos minsan, kasi matagal
hindi
na,
pala. Hindi pala,
hindi pala, ganun.
Oo,
so I think
yun.
It's ano din, important to reiterate na they're not alone.
Yes,
gaya
correct.
Gaya sabi natin kanina sa intro natin.
Mm-mm.
So, if they're feeling overwhelmed with their situation, they can always talk to mga experts like counselors. We
correct.
That in our country. And, of course, we are here as their companion. We're also here
correct.
To listen, to empathize with them, di ba? Yung sinasabi nga natin, heart to heart. So
correct. Oo.
So somehow with our podcast or our small project like this,
yes.
we will be able to show some encouragement, some inspiration, wisdom about life.
Correct.
Through
diba?
this difficulty, challenging part of their lives.
So, tsaka kasi mara yung iba, very vocal about yung experience nila. Yung iba naman, yung mga quiet type, yung mga suffer in silence. But regardless, gusto natin makatulong sa kanila. So, they can always tune in and they can always contact us or write to us para
diba,
in the future, ma-feature natin sila. Diba?
Saan ba nila tayong matatagpuan, Mari? Diba, we have different
platforms. Mayroon tayong Facebook, yes.
Contact us.
Siguro yung Facebook ang pinaka-easiest way sa ngayon. And email. sa Facebook, pwede na lang i-search.
Maraming mga tao ang ano, di ba, nakapag-search.
Oo nga, online, ano?
Lahat ng ano.
Ayos sa lahat na rin, eh, no? Pwede na lang i-search yung Grief Stories PH. Actually, nasa description natin yun, as well as the email. Pwede na lang i-visit yun or i-like. Tapos, pwede na tayo i-message. Everything will remain anonymous, of course. Don't worry, you're safe with us. And rest assured na every information
is... We will try to answer their inquiries, their letters.
Yes, of course.
As much as possible.
Correct. Every letter.
Sure, within the day, we hope to
With ano yun, with... every letter is answered with love. And okay, with concern, ganyan. So, very exciting ang mga topics natin. And sa ngayon pa, na-excite na kasi parang ang dami na nating mapag-uusapan. Ngayon na yung mga sinabi mo nga rin kanina about mga healing modalities. Isama na rin natin siguro yung food kasi mga Filipino, mahilig kumain.
Yes, yes. Diet, nutrition.
Yung mga, may mga foods na I'm sure na nakakatulong about yung sadness, diba? Minsan, alam ko may mga ganun siguro.
Mga happy food.
Yes, yun yung mga ganun. Gusto ko yun. So, I'm sure ma-appreciate ng mga listeners natin yan and ma-apply nila. Diba? Kasi locally lang natin siya.
Diet and exercise, of course.
Ayan, exercise.
Discussion.
Mag-ano lang tayo. Exercise. Pwede tayo magpakita ng video sa YouTube, sa Facebook natin para gayahin nila. Oo. Yes, yes. Correct.
Yun. So, madaling mga exercise that we can try, we can share with them. That's known to be very effective with helping deal with mental stresses, mental issues like that.
Ayun, correct. So, Tsaka kasi diba yung grief din kasi is, mental health concern. So, hindi, parang, as much as possible, yung mga teachers natin or yung mga well-known people in the field would really suggest na you don't suppress it. You try to at least acknowledge and try to open up. Diba yun? So, I'm sure during the course of ang podcast natin, madi-discuss natin yun. And definitely, maabangan nila yung mga natin, mga tips, ganyan. From our, at least ito from our own point of view. So, disclaimer lang din na baka sabihin nila. So, yun, at least from our own experience and how it has helped us, kahit papaano, and hopefully it can help them as well. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. So, ano pa ba, Mare? Meron ko pa ba mga isi-share? Basta yun na aabangan nila and excited na rin ako. gano'n ba ka-frequent ito? Every week ba natin to gagawin? Or ano ba?
Aba,
monthly? Try natin every week, ano?
Sige, every
yes.
week.
Okay. So, aabangan nyo to every week. Basta, every week, walang specific day. Basta, every week, we'll try our best to make content and make sure to share it with you. I'm sure na matutuwa kayo with what you will expect from us. So every week siya, that's a promise. Pwedeng Sunday ng 11:59, please. Basta every week kasi. Maganda rin siya. Parang self-care. Ano ba ito? Hacks for ourselves din, di ba? For our mental health. Kasi, di ba? Practice na rin natin siya, of course. For our own personal experiences. So, nagdadaanan natin. So, yun. I think that's it. Yun na ba, Mare? Very brief introduction of
yes, meron
what
tayo
is...
Grief
Stories PH. Tsaka na-meet nyo na rin ng aking partner, co-host, si Maring Dix. So, yan. I'm sure you will appreciate our future episodes pa. Okay? So, thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
Nakikinig man dyan. Thank you sa iyo for spending your time listening. Inabot mo ang dulo. Ha? Salamat. Sige. So, thank you, Maring Dix, and thank you, everyone. Mayroon ka pa bang any final say or last words?
Last words. Ano lang, siguro ano, to those experiencing grief or other mga mental stress, mental issues, to be kind to themselves during the process of grief. And
yes,
take each day as it comes. So, huwag natin madaliin yung ating healing and recovery.
Yes,
darating yan. So, and sa ibang tao naman siguro na walang na-experience na ganito, they're very fortunate. Sana rin maging mabait sila, be kind to others.
Correct.
People might be silently fighting their
battles.
Invisible battle over grief or depression or other things that we don't know anything about. So, best thing to do
always
is
be kind. Yes.
To be kind. Don't hurt others deliberately.
Correct.
Maging
yes.
Mabuti tayo sa kapwa natin. So that
yes. Right. And
masaya.
Take it one step at a time. So,
yes.
Slowly. Right. Okay, so thank you everyone and good night and or good morning. So we'll see you again next week, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mare, and
thank you
listeners. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
See you again next time. Bye. Mm-hmm.